Hare Krishna. I received a few questions. First question was regarding some preoccupation of becoming death. So you can be peaceful on that. You are not going to become deaf, nor you are going to die because of your work. Until you are even partially on a bodily concept of life, a fear of death is there, because you have not realized that you are a spirit soul. So death is something that does not regard you. Death is only the separation of the soul from the body. So until you are not a pure devotee, you are going to be afraid of death, because the idea of staying below a few meters of earth forever is not appealing to anyone. But only the body will go under the earth. The soul will continue its journey to perfection. Ultimately, then hopefully, it is not going, in your case, to go through many, many, many births of more suffering. So please try to continue practicing Krishna consciousness. You will see that with the identification with the body, the fear of death will go away. Now, you are also talking, referring that you are not going to be very much close to the temple. Then try to put the things of your life together in such a way that in the closest future you are going to live close to a devotee. There is nothing more important than be with the devotee, go to Mongol Arctic, chanting the rounds with the devotees, and listen Bhagavatam every day. So if somebody wants a muscle, doesn't want to go to the gym, or cannot go to the gym, then the muscles will not come. So for the time being, you cannot live in the temple, nor you can live close to the temple. So have a very strong desire that this will happen in such a way that you may advance in a quicker fashion in Krishna consciousness. So now you are asking about gurus, about the different gurus that a disciple can have. I'm reading the paragraph. I remember you said that you can have more gurus. You said that if there is somebody that inspires you, you can receive his instructions. You said that the other gurus will not be jealous. There is a guru coming to visit my temple in either June or July of this year. His name is Gopal Krishna Maharaj. I never met him before, but I am very interested to meet him and possibly receive more instructions from him. If we get along well, he seems like a very interesting devotee to me. I just wanted to ask you if you know him personally. I was just wondering if you had ever met Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Thank you again for letting me mail you my questions. Yes, I know Gopal Krishna Maharaj. We served in different places and countries, so we don't have a very close relationship, but the little relationship we had, I certainly have a very good impression of him. Thing is, a guru is something very serious. It's not that you call guru anyone from whom you receive a couple of of suggestions or orders or instructions, or hear a couple of classes and then you never meet him again or talk to him again. So you can listen to from so many people, and certainly the Diksha Guru is not jealous of if the disciple gets instructions from other people. On the contrary, he's happy, because the only thing that worries the spiritual master is that his disciple advances in spiritual life. But you have to understand what guru means. Guru means you establish a relationship. Guru means you continue to receive instructions from someone you call Shiksha Guru. It's not that everyone who tells you something is a guru, is a devotee who will give you some instruction, maybe some inspiration, but unless you have a relationship, a spiritual relationship with an advanced devotee, then he is not a guru, he's something else. So try to understand the Guru Tattva. There are so many devotees who take initiation from someone they barely know. They have seen maybe once or twice. They will never see me again. And this guru may have thousands of disciples. It will not even remember his name. So unless there is some system that the guru sets up so that the disciples will continue receiving his instructions and have opportunity to serve him, then the disciple should be wary, should be now in ISKCON we have more gurus than in the past. So if a devotee is serious about advancing his spiritual life, he should look for a guru not only that is famous and have many disciples and of course is spiritually advanced, but also he should have the opportunity of receiving instructions and service. So now I think you have the last question about curbing my lust. Yes, okay, this I already answered. You have a full-time job. You are required to work 6 days every week. So it's not possible for you to go to the temple often. I already answered that in the beginning. What can you do in this situation? If you cannot go to the temple, you should have a very strong desire in your heart to go to the temple and make an effort. Make an effort to follow all the instructions that are given to you, chanting 16 rounds every day, following for all the principles. And in the heart you should pray, Krishna, please put me in a situation where I can go to the temple every day and associate and serve the devotees. Desire works. It's just a question of time. And if your desire is sincere, Krishna will give you this opportunity. Hare Krishna.